So why was the rich man condemned? Just because he was rich? Sacred Scripture names several wealthy people who were good and righteous. Some were friends of Jesus. Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus. No, wealth and possessions are not bad in themselves. What is good or bad is how they are used. Christ does not condemn the possession of earthly goods, but he does condemn selfishness, and he condemns indifference. Comfortable in his abundance, the rich man did not even notice Lazarus. Oh, on some level he knew about him. He could see him every day, but he didn't. He saw through him because he was insignificant, a non-person, and so he ignored him. He was apathetic, self-absorbed, so he's ignorant and unconcerned about the needs of those around him. He had everything in this life that a person could want, but he had no compassion. His values were completely based on worldly possessions and wealth, and the only need he felt was to satisfy his own worldly appetites and pleasures. Oh, he could afford to be generous. The help Lazarus needed would never have been missed. He could have reached out. There was no uncrossable chasm. The social gulf which separated them could never have been crossed by Lazarus, but it could easily have been crossed by the rich man at any time. But it wasn't. He had the scriptures, and according to the law of Moses, for a person of property, not sharing with one in need was unconscionable. Leviticus stated that men of property were considered to be Yahweh's tenants. The land is mine, and you are but resident aliens. The wealthy, therefore, owed taxes to God's representatives, the poor. And so, according to Isaiah, they were expected to share their bread with the hungry and clothes with the naked, and never to turn their backs on them. Thus, by Mosaic law, the rich man was obligated to take care of Lazarus, but he did not. Oh, to be sure, he did nothing against Lazarus. He just failed to reach out and share. He did nothing at all. We see that very same indifference in the rulers and the wealthy of Israel. We hear the promise, Prophet Amos warn, "Woe to the complacent. They shall be the first to go into exile." Before the Assyrians invaded Israel, the self-styled elite of Israel, like the rich man in the gospel, were rich, decadent, and idle, completely insensitive to the needs of the poor, who in turn were bitter and resentful. The people were polarized and had no cohesion, so they were an easy target for conquest. The idle rich were cared for their own pleasure, even as they defaced the destruction of their country. They were like those Germans who saw what the Nazis were doing and did nothing, as long as it didn't affect them. Or perhaps like Americans who are not concerned, do not believe they're affected by our national disgraces of abortion, epidemic promiscuity, and indifference to poverty. Or like more and more of the world's richest countries today, who turn their back on the world's refugees fleeing from persecution to evil or suffering. We descend into inhumanity, and it is so easy, so tempting to avoid such rude interruptions to our work, our plans, our well-ordered lives. It is awkward and troublesome to be involved. We want to say, "Don't talk to me about such things. They're unpleasant." They're depressing, and it's not my fault. I didn't make it that way. That's just the way things are. It's not my fault. I'm not responsible. But if only that were true. But Jesus gives us a very different message. We live in a world ravaged by poverty and injustice, and it is clear from the words of Jesus that this is not the kind of world God wants. God wants his people to be free of misery and want. This is the task he has given us as Catholics. As Christians, we are called to work for justice. We are called to fight against poverty. This is a challenge. What Jesus calls us to is very countercultural. He's asking us to be giving in a society where having is much more valued. The task calls us to nothing less than the building of his kingdom on earth. But this does not mean we have to take all the problems of the world on our shoulders, single-handed. As St. Oscar de Romero said almost 40 years ago, we cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. But this enables us to do something, and do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. No, we cannot do it all, but our God expects us to do something. Compared to most of the people on earth, we are wealthy. Even at minimum wage, one earns more in a day than most of the world earns in a week. And we are so very comfortable, but we must never become so comfortable that we forget the poor. We ignore injustice. Lazarus is at our doorstep too, and he is knocking. We, like the rich man, have Moses and the prophets, but we have something he did not have. Someone has returned from the dead and come back to tell us. Jesus himself. Has it made a difference?